Hello, I'm Robert Pallas, and you're listening to Cut Talks, double G, U, double T.
So I just want to jump back quickly because we just started with blockchain, moved a bit into product development. I mean, in both cases, it doesn't matter. You mentioned funding in the blockchain space. Is it, I mean, there was a boom clearly when this whole metaverse and Web3 and NFTs, like everything started, like, if you want, bombarding all our social media networks. So, and then it kind of slowed down. Now the next buzz is AI, right? So I'm asking you this because, you know, you're directly impacted somehow. Your work is impacted, but what happened? So you know what's happening throughout the companies you work for. How is it now? I know you had a post on LinkedIn where you were just looking for interesting projects, DAOs, NFT stuff to get involved. That was about 5 months ago, I think. Did anyone respond to you? And the next part of the question, which I could repeat after, is how's the funding trend in the AI space compared to the blockchain space now?
Well, I've been active on LinkedIn now, I think, past 8 months. Cannot really attribute to exactly which posts are triggering people. Usually people don't write you that, hey, I've read your post about ABC and I want to learn more. It's generally just that they feel that I'm someone who knows about the space and mm-hmm. they have a project that they wish to discuss. Sometimes it's like a direct lead for the company. Sometimes it's just someone who is looking to network and bounce ideas off of someone, which both are cool because that's why we are in this space, to work with interesting people and solving like important problems in the world. And it doesn't matter generally what technology they use to do so. It just has to be the right tool for the job. For the funding part, I think generally the startup funding has been a little bit slow and slowing down, in fact, over the last 8 months, where I believe June and July were the, like, the slowest months in the last 18-month cycle in startup funding, both for the global economy uncertainty and the growing interest rates, but also summer months themselves. So there's like a lot of stuff that has come together. And during that time, I believe even AI startups didn't grab a lot of large tickets. But in general, for sure, AI companies are riding the wave and like a buzz factor, which you could compare to what happened in the blockchain space a few years back. And it's not necessarily only good, meaning that a lot of companies get funded that shouldn't get funded, where they are not always answering the question of should this be built and is this the team that is going to be able to make this successful.
And you're seeing this firsthand, right, through the projects that are coming your way. It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Robert Pallas. Thanks for listening and watch out for the next one.